Into that wonderful state of mind. Letting go. Having trust and faith. Deeper and deeper. That's it. Letting go. Doing fine. I've spoken before. You may want to share with me some more things as you have in the past. Again, I'm willing to listen. Here again. I am willing to listen again.
Your answers.
Yes, you remember you told me I was inquisitive and I had a long nose. It's a little shorter today, perhaps. Share with me, then, whatever you feel you'd want to share with me today.
I will tell you what you want to know.
You will tell me what I want to know?
Yes.
I know last time I was very inquisitive and was asking about things in 1980 and how this all happened, how I can be here and you're in 1904, and you were sorely vexed.
You are not very wise.
Could you tell me why? I will not feel offended.
Do not speak to the one who knows.
Who knows? Am I talking to Jane now? I would like to talk to the one who knows. Or would Jane prefer to talk to me? For what? For what? You apologize for telling me that I'm not wise.
No, I did not tell you that. I am truly sorry. That should not have happened. It is my fault. Perhaps I should say this to you. If at any time I tell you to call her back, please do so without hesitation. Will you do that?
Yes. All right. What would you care to share with me today?
Who is that that is here?
Well, remember I asked you last time if you were willing to listen to a friend of mine, which is a physician.
Yes.
That he wanted to talk. Yes, and you agreed, you said it would be fine. He may not be as inquisitive as I am. You may enjoy that a little better.
Yes. He does not fancy himself. Sherlock Holmes next to you. Does he have a long nose?
No, he doesn't, and he doesn't have a mustache either.
Oh.
And we have another bystander who's simply observing and listening. He's
a part of
our group, and it's okay.
Part of your group.
Yeah, we all work together as friends. Friends, yes.
We have many interesting friends.
Yes, I think I do. Would you care to share with me as to what happened in the beginning when we began to talk, or would you prefer not to discuss that? I'll leave it entirely up to your choice, Jane. I believe I am talking with Jane.
Yes.
I respect your decisions.
I may simply say that that was my error that caused that, and it should not have.
That's
it should
all.
Not have happened.
I wouldn't wish to pursue it any further.
Did you come with many questions, you and your friends?
No, not friends, only myself and the physician I mentioned last time would like to talk to you in a moment. There's perhaps some questions that you may want to share with me. Is that your mother's maiden name? I would like to know more about your mother's maiden name and her, whether she had aunts and uncles.
Mm. If my mother had uncles. Mama was Emma Forrester.
Emma Forrester?
Emma Forrester. I have an uncle. I don't know if he still is living. Uncle Winnie.
Winnie?
Winton.
Winton.
His name. He never married, and at one time Mama tried to find him. The last that I heard, he was living on a shanty boat on the Ohio River. I don't know. That was some good long while ago. I do not even know if he is living at the present time.
You say the present time, what time is that now?
Today is March 1st, 1905.
1905.
Yes.
What day is that?
What? It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. And yes. Where are you then?
I am in my room today.
Where's your room?
There seems to be a great deal of activity today.
Okay.
Yes.
What type of activity?
That I can hear. Is that your talking machine?
No.
That you told me of.
The recorder?
Yes.
No, it's not making too much noise right now. No.
I am in my room at the hotel.
And what's the name of that hotel? The same one that was last time you told me?
Hotel Del Monte.
Del Monte, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Share the day with me then.
Well, I pick. I picked some. This morning I was out of doors and picked some flowers, and. But I have not felt very well. And generally have stayed in my room. I think perhaps that is why I chose this day. I choose a day that if there is time to have a conversation.
I'm willing, and my friend is willing to have a conversation with you. Would you want to talk with him for a little while?
With your friend?
Yes.
The physician?
Yes. I'll be here with you. I'm not leaving. I'll be at your side anyway. I'll be with you.
You say his nose is not too long?
No, not quite as long
as mine.
Well, Will it be all right then if he were to talk with you now?
We shall see.
Okay.
Yes.
So. I'll be here. I'm with you always.
The next voice will be the physician's voice, Jane.
Jane, I'm Dr. Bauman. And
Bauman.
I'm Bauman. Have you ever known anybody by that name?
Bauman. Oh, Dr. Steer was the only doctor I knew very well at all. He was Mama's friend. I never heard of a Dr. Bauman.
Yes.
Bauman.
Well, I'm a physician, and I'm partly interested in science too. And to us, this is a strange phenomenon of us talking with people in a different time. This has happened to us before, and usually a person has come in with some difficulty, and we're trying to figure out if this is in part a type of therapy that we will be talking to
therapy.
People. A type of treatment to where people have difficulties in other times.
You are a doctor.
I am a physician and surgeon, but in our times, in 1980, physicians are here to help in just emotional areas also. In just
emotional,
areas.
Mental.
Mental.
You are an alienist.
Is that correct? An analyst? An analyst? Is that what we're talking?
No. Alienist?
An alienist.
Someone who... I have heard of that. I have heard of them. Who helps people with mental... disorders and
heartache, emotional heartache and loneliness in that area.
This one that he calls Anne, is she in need of that?
I don't know. She's identified a request for help. And in the past, people have come in from what appears to be different centuries to tell me about how they died. And we'd like to have a physician present for them during that period of time so they know that they're not alone. And I'm trying to understand why people come in.
Forgive me.
I think we're here to, I'm here to learn and to understand. Yeah, here to learn and to understand. Last time you said you were permitted to choose a day in a day of your life and to actually be in that day for the purpose of communicating to us.
I am in a day. I chose to be in a day. It seemed appropriate to be, to do that.
Yeah. And I personally feel that this may be permitted by God for our understanding that you have been given permission to do something which is helpful to you, and I have been given permission to do something that may be helpful to mankind. And I'm wondering if this is a way of one generation helping another generation, or whether it's for a different purpose. And you may know more from where you are than I know from where I am. Everything, if you've told us, we've tried to check out, and in 1980 it is right. Even
check out.
Well, to
please explain.
To
there at times I can understand what you mean, and other times I.
Yes, everything you have told us is very true. In other words, even when I figure the dates, you said this is March 1st, Wednesday of 1905. That, according to our records checks, it's the proper day. So we tend to believe you that you really are.
What doctor, what day are you in?
This is Friday. This is April 4th, 1980.
Yes, and you know that. Well, I am in this day, and I know that.
Mm-hmm. Now, there may be a reason for
very
our...
Very simple.
In a way, it may be very simple. Yes, in a way, it may be very simple. But I believe it's permitted for a purpose. Okay, and I'm a physician.
It is permitted, and there is a purpose. I have said as much before.
And it's my job to, as I look through a microscope or a telescope, it's my job to understand what is occurring here. I have a feeling it eventually will be so that we can help each other across what we call time, that it's what is important is the human soul, and that time is not the important difference, nor will it keep human souls apart.
You are very concerned with the times and the days and the dates, and you are correct, that is not important.
The theme is one soul in the presence of another, giving assistance one to another. It was felt from our point of view that maybe you wanted to share someday with us some difficulty you had. You had difficulty with your leg, you've lost your parents, you lost your husband, and it was felt by the man, Mr. Prokop Henry, who was talking with you, that it might be nice to have people with you to give you the opportunity to share your time. And that maybe there's something for us both to learn in this communion.
You have many things to say.
More to learn than to say.
Yes, perhaps it's true. I have a purpose. I was reluctant to state that. It is true, there may be things that you may learn. I do not feel, however, that I am the one to relate to you everything you wish to know.
No.
I have explained all of this before to the other.
Yes, there's only one question I have. Is my purpose in part to be able to understand more about Jane Tweed and her life as I would people in my time in the 1980s. My job is to listen to people who have mild to severe distress.
Distress.
Difficulties, aloneness.
The mental,
it could be shyness, it could be aloneness, it could be isolation. Mm.
Problems of many kinds, yes. Is that what you mean?
Yes, problems of many kind. I think that...
What is this that you do for these people with problems?
I sit with them and give them an opportunity to express in patience.
You are willing to listen. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's why we're here. That's why I believe you are here.
I understand. All right.
And it's an opportunity for the communion of souls.
You are very long-winded, Doctor. May I ask if you have something that you wish to know? Would you ask one thing at a time, please?
I don't want to intrude.
I have a difficult time understanding what it is you say when you say so much. What is your question that you want to know?
Well, Anne, the lady you're speaking through, had some questions that I'm holding a list that she gave. Would you be willing to respond to maybe some of those?
She would.
Well, she...
Yes. What is it that she wishes to know?
The landlady's name in Chicago. Do you recall?
The landlady's name?
Yes, that your father was burnt in trying to help.
I had a name for her that was my own name. Mrs. Ashcan is what I called her. That was not her name, but it was something like that, which is why I called her that, because her name was similar. Mrs. Ashcan. Ashcan or... I am not positive what her true name was. Kanesh.
Mrs. Kanesh at 510 LaSalle Street, Chicago.
That's only a possibility. I'm sorry. I was very small and never called her by any name, but that name Ashcan.
Let me stop asking questions and just be here. Apparently, you would ask to be this, and there must be some source from which you ask permission to be able to be with us. And there's certainly some source that allows us to exist to be here with you. And I'd just like to let you be able to express yourself and to be in our presence, since we're more geared toward listening rather than questioning, I think.
Well, also said one other time, I may say many things that hold no interest for you. I would prefer, well, that is not true. May I say this? My purpose for myself was to speak of my death. I may speak of my death. I was not sure if that would, by fulfilling my purpose, end our conversation. It would not. I felt a need and thought perhaps if I would relate to a true person, perhaps it would be of some help to me as to what the other that you wish to know as the explorer with long nose, all of this,
Was there a physician in attendance at the time of your death?
There was no one in attendance. And truly, my death occurred not long after the date that I am speaking from at present. And it was unknown. No one ever knew what happened. This distressed me. I will tell you of that time.
It's a marvelous God that we have that gives one the opportunity to be able to fully express himself. There's many in attendance at this time.
You have a strong belief, Doctor.
To those much are given, much is expected.
You are a Christian, is that right?
I'm a follower of God and a follower of Jesus the Christ. Christian means Savior, means many different things to different people. The man that I most admire in his life and death is that of Jesus. Jesus the Christ, yes. The man that I deeply, not the man, but the existence that I most relate to is God the Father.
It pleases me to know to whom I speak. I think it fair if I question you at times.
Yes, Jane, it's a beautiful exchange. There's some things you know I don't, and there's some things I know you don't. And out of this mutual exchange, growth takes place as the plant reaches out to the soil and unfolds. And in this communion, with the ability for you to express yourself and being given that opportunity, even though it may be 100 years later, that wish is going to be fulfilled. As we all pray that in our times of aloneness, that we're not alone either. Are you Christian?
Yes, and I have a belief in the Father. However, I must confess that at that time I lived, I erred many times. What is that?
That's the recorder.
We have an instrument that takes down what you say, so we can take more time with you and listen.
Yes, I know. I was told of the
recorder.
Recorder, talking machine is what I said, and he said that was right. Is that right?
This is both a talking machine plays back. This is both one that takes your word down and plays back at any time. Sometimes a talking machine has to be pre-made at another time. This is both receiving and playing back. In a few minutes, if you would like to hear your voice being played back to you, you may to... Don't think that would be interesting to you to hear your own voice.
The other one told me of your world and travel so fast. I don't believe I would like that. Seems very strange to me.
Can I ask along those questions?
Perhaps.
Let me put it this way. I'll go ahead and ask. Jane, did you come from a place that we were told was the resting place? And then came from the resting place to March 1st, 1905.
Who told you that? You said you were told.
About a resting place?
About a resting place. Well, I suppose.
A place to where you are with many.
I do choose that day. I said that.
Yes, but you choose it from a place or some area of existence, and then you go from an area of existence to that day. And
that is true.
And your existence, when it is not in that date, is that in communion with other beings?
You were right. That is very long-nosed. Why does all this concern you? When you are not there, you are here.
Well, I have a microscope that I look through, as I say, a telescope I look through, and when I have a wound, I look into it to help it. It is because of that looking on that we are able and been permitted, I think, by God, to be able to give assistance to souls that have died alone. You're not the first that has come to us to talk with us. Although we don't understand it, we respect the ways of nature and of God. We feel that you're a wholesome woman who has apparently earned the right to be able to express herself. And at one point was alone, ask not to be alone, and that wish has been granted. You have a physician in attendance. You have what we call therapists in attendance. Your soul will never be alone again on that deathbed.
I was not on a deathbed. I will tell you what happened. Since you have not spoken to me before, and you don't know me.
God knows both of us. That's the communion.
I will tell you that it was often when I was in the mountains, I'm speaking of that time. The years since my husband was Andrew Tweed, and he died almost, you see, 8 years ago now, as of this day. My present position at the hotel I secured after my husband was killed. But it was often my pleasure to ride in the mountains. Most generally alone. And this was what happened to me. I must now leave, I think, leave this day and go to another time to relate that to you. On that day, in the afternoon, the late afternoon, when I was through with my chores.
What is the day and the date, so we shall know?
Oh, of course. It was October 15th, 1906.
And what day?
October 15th.
A Monday, Tuesday?
It was a Monday. Monday was a good day. Often rode on a Monday. There was not as much to do, but there was already, you see, snow on the ground. I suppose it was perhaps an incautious thing to do, but at that time, in that place, in that town where I lived, people often would go alone, go to ride or make a trip alone. But I rode away from the town and into the mountains toward a place that I often liked to go, which was secluded and rather lovely and there was a problem, something. I never knew what it was, a hole. Perhaps Bully was the horse from the hotel. Bully Phil. And I was not on a road, you see. I was in the mountains. I was not... I had gone off where anyone rides. I'm sorry, this distresses me even now.
Yes.
I could not be in that day, and experience. It was a very painful death. A bully threw me. He fell. I have no idea if he was badly injured. The horse, I mean. I think he could walk. I wasn't sure. I hoped he would go. I was conscious almost until the end. But I think I broke my back. I couldn't move. I landed on some rocks and while I was in the most unnatural position, I could not move at all. I know I broke my leg because the lame one because I could move my hand and feel some bleeding there. And I tried to cry out. But there was no one anywhere around, and I realized I could not be seen from the trail, and there was nothing I could do. Nothing I could do. I could tell no one. No one ever knew what happened. I'm sure there were those that grieved for me, but I hadn't told anyone that I was leaving. I often did that. It was not ladylike to ride without the proper saddle, but many times I would, if I could, simply ride astride, which is what I did on that day. I laid there all that night and into the next day. And the snow began to fall the next day, and I simply felt my life slipping away from me. No one ever found me. Oh yes, some many years later, my bones were found, and in some of them, you see, the weather and it was thought that the they were the bones of an animal and they were thrown away. As if they mattered little, and it's true, they mattered little, nothing to me at that time. I had wanted it to be different.
Did you have a proper burial in the sense of a church service?
No. Some thought that I had left town because of my death. My friend, Mrs. French, thought something had happened to me, and there were not many who were concerned. Nothing was ever done.
Did you have knowledge during that period of time? Are you here because you asked for God's help? Are you here because you had faith in Jesus that life was eternal in His name?
I don't understand your question.
During the hours you were laying there, did you ask God for help?
Oh, yes.
Was it of help to ask?
Of some comfort, there was little comfort. I think perhaps I was not right in my mind after time, if you can understand. And after the night, I know it was very cold, but I did not die at night.
I hear you speak of strength and not fear. Was there fear that you can...
Fear. At first, it was terrifying to realize what had happened. I think I knew at the beginning that no one would come, although I prayed for that. But I think I knew no one would.
What happened upon your death, the actual time your spirit left your body?
Time of day? I don't know. Is that what you mean?
No, what happened? Your spirit left your body, you died, and yet you seem to have a knowledge of when your bones were found.
Yes.
How does that work?
How does that work? I don't know what you mean.
Well, I've never died. You've been somewhere I haven't been, and maybe you can give hope to
people
that aren't.
Well, it is simply that I knew. It was not of great importance. I think I did not like it because it was thought that they were animal bones.
Yes, and you left without paying your debts, which wasn't true as an honest girl as you were.
No, I felt badly that It was such a thing was thought.
Is there a desire on your part that we could go back and mark that area? I would be willing to take the time to go.
My bones are scattered. There is no reason to do that. That was not my purpose. I simply wished at this time to relate to you, to someone, what happened.
Yes. Yes. And that occurred almost without a prayer, almost with God understanding just your desire, didn't it?
Do you speak of this time? You mean what we are doing? Well, our conversation, is that?
To me, it is the opportunity that you ask for being given to you.
That is true. Yes.
And I think it's a marvelous opportunity for us to share in that. To you, it's valuable. To us, it's valuable.
It is of value to you.
Yes, it's a great value to me, and I think that's probably why you were given permission, because when things come together, they all go to create a new growth, a new phase of growth. There's things that neither of us understand as scientists. Maybe you understand how this occurs, I don't. I just am glorified in the fact that it may be truly occurring, and is occurring.
There is something that I would like to do. If it would please you to do this, it would please me. I said as much to the gentleman the last time we had a conversation. I would like to see and she gave her permission to me.
To who you've been talking with?
What?
You would like to see to whom you've been talking with?
I would like to see. Yes.
What I'm going to do...
And that may be permitted also.
All right. What I'm going to do, because the man that was closest to you and will continue to be closest with you is Henry. So I'm going to have him take the chair next beside you, and I'm going to step a little further in the background. I was here in part because I was a physician and because I'm given the opportunity as a physician to assist people at the time of their death. Not that this is any great pleasure, but it's a great work that I feel that I'm offering to God in my way. But I'm going to step aside because the man who first met with you and the man you feel most comfortable with will sit beside you as you open your eyes.
I have felt very comfortable with you.
Yes, I understand that.
Yes.
What I'd like for you to see is maybe not only our physical bodies, is maybe the aspect of our souls in kindness and gentleness and in attempts to understand. Because the forms in which we are housed, just as your bones were, we're only one aspect of you at a phase this time. I would ask God to be able to let you see not only our presences as they are in flesh and bone, but all of that which you wish to see, even that which may be the kindness or the patience or the inquisitiveness or all those aspects. As much of laws of physics I don't know and understand, but I'd like to have an opportunity to say a prayer that you'd be given the opportunity to see what you would like to see, what is meaningful for you, in the degree that you can comprehend and understand. Still, out of respect to that man who first talked with you, I'm going to take a secondary seat a little bit more in the background so that his presence is first and foremost yes. with you, out of respect.
That would be proper, I believe.
This is Henry, then.
Yes.
Speaking with you again.
How are you?
Thank you, Father.
Are you well today?
Yes, I am well today. Last time I had an allergy or sniffles, we talked about that. Now, you want to see me? Would you like to see what I look like now?
You will have to have patience for one moment.
Yes. Would it be useful if I hold her hand to be closer? Or would that serve no purpose?
No, that is not necessary.
Thank you. The physician that just spoke to you, Dr. Bauman.
Dr. Bauman.
This is Irene, a friend.
Irene.
And Howard.
Howard.
Howard. Mr. Ford.
Mr. Ford. She is very stout.
The green thing. Would you care to look in there? And that's the face of the person.
She looks not at all like me. Is that an electric lamp?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that?
Two different kinds.
This is the recording device that I told you about.
What did you do?
You turn the switch over there, make it off, and back on.
You're in California.
I know
city
of California.
12,000 of them.
She wears men's trousers. And
it's more common than
it's more accepted. If you notice, Jane, I do have a long nose.
I knew that.
But I have no mustache.
No, no mustache. None of you have. You'll wear spectacles.
Mm. I see you much better with you now.
This is the device,
These are devices that would be too difficult to explain, but this is the device that is recording our voice now, that we can play back later and listen to in our leisure. When you felt that you maybe have saw enough, you know, you may not want to keep your eyes open too long.
This may tire her greatly.
Yes. I'll leave it to you to when you feel you want to return to where you
Sure, some things that are even advanced for us at this time. About you had talked about flying machines. And these pictures are even advanced that we're not sure, maybe.
Can you do that again with those lamps?
I can see more interest in
it. It's the switch. That's possible.
They're just switches on the wall.
Maybe another time.
What is this place?
This is the office of the physician. This is where we do our helping of people. Are you enjoying this experience?
To have a long nose. I thought as much. The clothing is not as I have seen.
Jane, how do you know when time is right for you to come and talk with us? We know how Anne knows. How do you know when time for you to come and talk with them?
What is that?
This is a time, electrical time, that that runs by electricity. You can see the seconds ticking
electricity
away.
Electricity.
Electricity. It's
a
little
small.
It's a little battery that has electrical current. You can see that seconds ticking away there.
It's a watch without hands. It doesn't have hands.
It's the numbers.
Yes. This is a common timepiece?
Yes, it's a timepiece of our time now.
Here's another one here that has hands on it.
Like a... Oh.
Here's one like that one. I'm going to mash this, and it'll then give the date. It's 4-4, or April the 4th.
April the 4th.
Or if I mash it twice, then you'll see seconds counting off.
Mm-hmm.
here's a machine that adds and subtracts. It's what we call a computer today. That
when you when you
this is that the is time
a,
of day.
It's the date and the time of day, and these you push your numbers and it gives you the answer on. It's when you tell us, when we were checking you out, so to speak, when you told us what day it was and what year and what day it was, we would run that through that little computer and it would tell us that you are right. We don't think the human mind.
I don't understand what you mean.
If I gave you a date in 1793, if I said to you April 12th, 1793.
What does on your finger?
It's called nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, no, I don't know. Some lady put colored paint on
it. It does not come off.
No, it's hard. It can be taken off.
It must be very difficult to learn to use all of these things.
Are you enjoying this experience, Jane?
It's very interesting. I wanted to see to whom I
spoke. You were talking, yes. Is it possible for me to see you? Could my mind see you?
You mean as I was?
Yes.
That no longer exists.
But you exist now.
I don't know.
Some of the autos, the car autos of our time.
The noises that were going by are called cars.
Cars.
Automobiles.
Automobiles.
Automobiles, yes.
Those don't look like automobiles.
Have you seen one before?
Yes.
And these are a lot fancier, aren't they?
They're very different. Does not look like that.
No, they've changed.
This is why we're going to ask you to read one of your one of your newspapers to us. The, you remember the name of the newspaper at Ajax Mines?
What?
Apex.
Apex Mines.
Oh, yes.
What was the name of the newspaper?
Yes. I think I must go.
Yes, all right. Okay, Jane. As you go back, you may hear my voice and know that we may continue this conversation and experience perhaps at another time. Perhaps it'd be time now to let Anne, this one that you're speaking through, to be herself again. Is there any last thing that you'd like to share before we part for this moment of time?
I wish to think.
We'd like to talk again because I'm not sure if this is completed at all. So it doesn't have to stop now.
We may speak again.
Yes.
Thank you. It would be a pleasure for me to sit with you again and talk. and to communicate. I will be willing if you are willing. So then, if you will,
I must leave.
Yes. To Henry. I want you to feel very rested. You're on April 4th, 1980. Dr. Bauman and Howard Ford and Irene is here. I want you to gradually and slowly open your eyes as I count from 1 to 10. 1. Whatever stress you may have felt, and tiredness will be simply neutralized. You'll feel totally intact and complete. In fact, you will feel better than you felt in a long time. You will feel more refreshed knowing that you have people who care or who want to understand you as Anne. Okay. 1, you're slowly and gradually awakening. 2, feeling completely intact in mind, body, and soul as one, as you were before this began. 3, your thoughts are clearing, your mind is clearing, feeling much more awake, more energetic and alert. 4, feeling a sense of peacefulness with yourself. Colors are going to be brighter, air fresher, you'll feel happier. 6, 7, 8, you'll feel better for the experience. You'll feel more intact and more complete. 9 and 10, you may open your eyes now. Did you have a good sleep, man?
How long have I been sitting here?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes, I feel stiff.
No, it's been an hour and a half.
That's why I feel stiff.
So what do you feel of your experience? Just as a little sharing. This is being taped, Anne, so I want you to know that so that you...
Did you watch your
hand? Yeah.
What an opportunity.
You've never met Irene.
No, hello. Hello, I know they told I said, no. Don't ever come in. I was feeling so nervous at having everybody here anyway. I said, don't ever come in till I don't know. that's all right. Well, I told Henry before, but it seems like what I do is just go to sleep and have a dream. That's just what it seems like. I just go and I dream sometimes more than one thing.
What did you dream today?
Well, I think there was one other, but I can't remember what it was exactly.
Well, we'll see how
goodbye, Howard.
We have about 3 minutes on the tape, so yeah.
I had a dream. I don't know. I was someplace in the building.
Let me interrupt briefly. Do you feel okay? You're not sleepy, you're not groggy or anything?
I don't feel fuzzy.
You don't feel fuzzy?
I feel kind of tired.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I got kind of tired when I came in, though.
I just want to be sure that you don't have a fuzziness or anything.
No, like it's... I was in a building somewhere where the inside of it was green. There were several rooms. I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to ask for something. Yeah? Yeah. There wasn't anyone else. Well, I don't know. What I always wonder if what she has to say has anything to do with what I drink. There was something else I was dreaming, and I've lost it. It was before I was in the building. Something about water. I'm not sure. I don't remember well enough. No. Horseback ride.
No, one time you said, Jane said, well, all right, no, continue.
Well, no, it wasn't on a horse. Did she go on a horse?
Yeah.
She took a horseback ride. Oh.
Enjoy riding.
I don't know how to ride a horse. Oh, I rode a horse once the last time I was about 14 years old. I never learned to ride. I just sort of, you know.
No unusual experience?
No. That was kind of fun, but I never had much desire to go do it for a long time. But anyway, I'd probably break the poor horse's back if I tried. So what did she have to say to me? Oh, she did? I thought she wouldn't do that.
She had fear. She did. She said it would be the last.
No, that's what she said before. That she didn't want to... She didn't want to say anything because she thought then it would all end, and she likes it, I guess.
It's a big game.
Is this off?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll shut it off then.